Mexico's health minister said today that the swine flu outbreak seems to have peaked and fewer people are flocking to the hospitals. Still, the political impact of the outbreak could be long-lasting. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more.
El reporte vial. La influenza porcina es curable si se detecta a tiempo.
The Mexican federal government moved quickly to launch public service announcements warning people about the potential dangers of swine flu.
Dolor de cabeza intenso, tos, dolores musculares y de articulaciones.
This radio spot urges people to quickly seek medical attention if they have flu-like symptoms, but it is also part of a public relations campaign to assure Mexicans that the federal government is in control of a flu outbreak that's spreading fear across the country.
Gobierno federal.
Most of the suspected cases of swine flu have been in Mexico City, but the federal government quickly took over managing the crisis. First, the schools were closed, then museums, stadiums, and other government-run venues. Later, bars, nightclubs, and finally all restaurants were shut. Even with the rush to close down this bustling city, the government has been criticized for not moving fast enough. President Felipe Calderón has largely stayed out of the spotlight as this crisis enveloped Mexico, appointing his health minister as the face of the federal government on the issue. So far, Calderón has only given one televised address since the emergency began, assuring the nation that Mexico can overcome any challenge. But the problem is that after hundreds of years of secretive governments, many Mexicans don't believe him.
Yo pienso que es una cuestión política. No creo que sea una enfermedad viral.
41-year-old Marta Beatriz Cedillo says she thinks the swine flu outbreak is a political issue and not a viral disease. She believes, and other people in Mexico City say this on the street too, that the crisis is being fabricated to distract Mexicans from the faltering drug war and the mounting economic crisis. Calderón's drug war has claimed more than 10,000 lives, and the global economic crisis, according to the IMF, is going to hit Mexico harder than any other country in Latin America. Beatriz says fabricated political distractions have appeared before.
En un tiempo pasó con lo del mentado chupacabras.
There was one time with those damn chupacabras, she says, when President Salinas de Gortari left us without any money and he became the owner of so many things. It was in that time that the chupacabras appeared. Now it's the same thing. The chupacabras she's referring to are mythical beasts that grabbed the national spotlight in the middle of the 1994 financial crisis as the peso went into a free fall and Mexico faced its worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. There were widespread reports of a mysterious predator that was sucking the blood out of goats. Federico Vázquez Calero, a political analyst with the UN Development Program, says the Mexican government has hurt its own credibility on swine flu by confirming some deaths and then retracting the confirmations. But he says the influenza crisis is real, and he says it's a minefield for any politician.
La posibilidad de tomar decisiones equivocadas son muy altas.
The possibility of making wrong decisions is very high, Vasquez says. If President Calderón declares the crisis over and more people die, he'll be blamed. If he waits to open the schools, restaurants, and businesses, the economic crisis will get far worse. The economic crisis isn't going to go away when the health crisis ends, he says. The drug cartels aren't going to disappear with the influenza. These issues are going to return to the national agenda in a month at the most. Over the course of a little more than a week, Vasquez says, Calderón has gone from facing two huge challenges to facing three. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.